Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In communities all around Los Angeles, wildfires are burning in some places out of control. ABC's Leanne Suter is covering the Eaton Fire in Altadena.
It sounds like a freight train is coming through the trees here. Like, here comes another one. You can hear it kind of building as it starts. And then these winds really hit hard, these gusts, and that is the problem for all of these firefighters.
Other fires forcing thousands from their homes. In Pasadena, staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot to safety. Strong Santa Ana winds are fueling the flames. A developing winter storm is threatening to drop snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. President-elect Donald Trump says he will not rule out using the U.S. military to try to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland. He says both are vital to U.S. security. Former President Jimmy Carter is lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda. This is ABC News. Still many questions after the announcement of changes at Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, including getting rid of fact checkers.
Critics say the change will lead to more misinformation. They argue misleading posts are often amplified more on X, whose approach Meta is now following. The nonprofit Common Sense Media condemning the move, saying Mark Zuckerberg's playbook is as clear as day. Protect Meta's bottom line and cozy up to political leaders while leaving users to fend for themselves. Zuckerberg, who was once called a true enemy of the people by President-elect Trump, recently met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago and added UFC CEO and Trump ally Dana White to Meta's board of directors.
That's ABC's Lina Moise. Federal investigators are taking a new look at about 2.5 million Tesla vehicles equipped with a feature that lets drivers move them remotely. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there are reports of the vehicles hitting things like posts or other cars. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy and cool, a high of 21. Tonight, a few clouds and seasonably cold, a low of 6. Thursday morning, sun giving way to clouds and a high of 27. Friday, mild for January with a mix of clouds and sun and a high of 29. Right now, WRCO, after an earlier reading of 7 and a low of 0, we are back up. It is currently 2 degrees in Richland Center this morning.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 a.m. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center wants to thank all the veterans for their service and dedication.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Happy Wednesday, January 8th. Happy 90th birthday, Elvis Presley.
I don't know which way to go. You can't. 90 candles on the cake, baby. That's a hunk of burning cake there. Yes, indeed. Trying to warm you up a little bit. Two on the positive side. This is Carly Pearce on FM 100.9 with a truck on fire.
Always thought you loved that Black C71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with a little Miss Jane. Burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should've put your lips on her. Should've known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new.
Look look up what he said. It's all there in the good book, in black and white and red. In heaven he just turned the other cheek. Don't think for a minute he was weak. 'Cause in the end he showed them he was anything but afraid. They hammered him to a cross, but he was tougher than nails. Yeah, in the end, he showed them he was anything but afraid. They hammered him to a cross, but he was tougher than nails. Tougher than names. Oh, oh, oh.
Joe Diffie on WRCO Radio and Tougher Than Nails. We're up to 3 degrees in Richland Center on a Wednesday morning.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
a new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest-cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
A few things to celebrate today. It's National Man Watchers Day. It's also National Gluten-Free. It's English Toffee Day. It's Clean Off Your Desk Day. I don't know if I can do that or not. I might have to go over to Simpsons and see if I can get a skid steer and rent that. Let's see what else is going on. It's Argyle Day, as in Argyle socks. I presume you could go to Argyle, Wisconsin with your Argyle socks on if you'd like. It's National Career Coach Day. And here's one. This one is a good one for January. Bubble Bath Day. Good day to soak in the hot tub. Have your tubby time a little bit later on today.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others?
A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
First choice for better health.
It is normal for women to feel nervous about cervical cancer screenings. But screening for HPV, a virus that can cause cervical cancer, takes less than 5 minutes and can be done at home or by your primary care provider in a standard exam room. Testing for HPV and participating in regular pap exams can help you find cervical cancer in the early stages and access prompt care. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we are committed to supporting you on every step of your individual health.
Your first choice for better health. The Richland Hospital.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Morning,
what's
Phillip.
Going on, brother?
I just woke up.
Oh, yeah?
You woke me up.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
I've been here since 5:30.
Welcome.
Sleeping away.
Good to have you.
Yeah. It's.
I don't know why you're tired. You were home like at 8:30 having your bed night snack.
Yeah, I was listening to you and Kurt last night, and I was going, well, I would, that poor Phil, I'd be him all week so far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Getting home after 10 from a Muscadet game, that was kind of late.
It was. So a lot of fouls last night, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, good ball game, though.
Yeah, good game. Close game at the end.
Where are you at Thursday night?
Let me see. Richland Center.
Oh, you will beat me home. I'm in Lafarge.
Never know.
You'll beat me home that day. So I may call in late on Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, may. If I get home after 9, I got to have that beauty sleep, you know?
I don't know if that's an excused absence or not.
Oh, I didn't say nothing. Just I won't like to recant all that.
I have to maybe revamp the employee handbook.
Or the Hank handbook.
Yeah, exactly. Special one just for you.
Yeah. Anyway, how was your evening, though, otherwise?
It was good. Yeah, absolutely. Good to see some good folks there. And
yeah. I see that June still hasn't come through with cookies.
She said we were supposed to bake her some because her team won. Whatever.
We had some. We had the ingredients, but as many wins as they have, they rotted.
hey, now watch it.
Hey,
I may have to go visit the Keebler elves.
You may have to. You may go live in there in their little treehouse.
I think it'd be warm in there.
No, I do too.
Because they have an oven in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'd never be hungry.
No, you'd have cookies there all the time.
And what was the kind of cookies where they were covered in chocolate with graham crackers underneath? Do you remember those? From Keebler. Oh, they were so good.
Yeah, I think all I can think of is the fudge stripes, but it wouldn't be those.
But these were covered in fudge or chocolate. I can't remember. Oh, they were so good.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, June, if you're listening, those would be nice to have.
What? Graham crackers with
chocolate? But Keebler used to make them. I'm going to go talk to Christy down at Christy's Sunnyside. She will make me.
She has connections with. I'm sure Kenny, the wannabe baker.
He's actually Keebler.
They're his cousins. On the Adsit side.
Yeah, on the Adsit side of the family. Phil said that, and Hank did not. All right, cycling accounts. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this from Hanko?
Yes.
All right. Cycling accounts for the highest number of annual sports-related head injuries, Phil.
Cycling.
But I'm not talking about a recumbent bike that sits in your basement.
Well, you're supposed to wear your helmet, so I'm guessing that's true.
It is a fact. Football is second, followed by baseball. Brain buckets required.
Wow. You know, that's interesting. There was a study some years ago with high school sports, and you know, a couple of sports that you don't think of so much, mm-hmm. but one of them was soccer for concussions,
yes.
and the other was wrestling.
Yes.
And yep. you know, I guess off the top of my head, if I had to guess, I wouldn't guess those two sports. Yeah. But
I ran into a young lady last night. I was in Seneca, and she's a senior, and she can't play basketball because she had so many concussions. I was thinking, you know, you see these, and I'm not joking around here, because concussions are a big deal. Could a basketball player wear one of those helmets? Not a helmet, but one of those. You've seen these big, mm-hmm. big things on the helmets. It's basically
the football NFL guys are wearing those.
Yeah, you know, Monroe Point, the whole football team wears them, which I think is an awesome thing. And it's like a bubble thing that goes on the outside. I wonder if they could wear those in basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. You can wear specialized, like a face mask, mm-hmm. if you have a facial injury. Like
but there's nothing hard about this.
No.
It's just, it's basically air. It's supposed to take away the sloshing of the brain inside the head.
Yeah, interesting.
So
to pose that one to the WIAA.
Well, I can invent that. We could become very, very rich.
Sure.
Or very, very poor, like usual.
Still looking for my big payday, you know, other than a candy bar.
I brought you up, other than a candy bar. Mm-hmm. Research found that when similar-looking people first meet, they experience uneasy tension. I mean...
I'm going to guess that's probably true.
No, that's a bunch of Hanko.
What?
When similar-looking people meet, they instantly form a bond.
Wow.
That's why you and I get along so well.
Right, but...
I mean, our feet look alike.
I suppose they do. Because I haven't found anybody else that really looks like me, you know, so...
Well, no, trust me, you're the one and only. Our dear Lord broke the mold
threw
after
away the
you.
Mold.
Yes.
They said that Taylor Hicks looked like me on American Idol.
Oh, really?
That was some years ago. And I actually met Taylor Hicks a couple of years after that, and I don't think it was... You know, I think TV lied to us because
really?
I don't really think he looked like me. And nobody's like, I was standing by him and nobody said, oh, you guys look like brothers. No, it
didn't happen.
Didn't happen. His hair was a little bit less gray than mine, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Huh.
I say I look like Henry.
Henry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hank.
The word.
The one and only.
Yeah. The word birdie is derived from an old English word meaning cook.
Birdie, as in a golf term?
Birdie.
Okay, I'll say it's true.
It is true. Yep, it is true.
Huh. Interesting.
There are over 30, true or false, or Hanko are true here, Philip. There are over 30 species of mushrooms that actually glow in the dark. The chemical reaction called bioluminescence, that's not going to ever say again, produce a glowing light known as foxfire. People have known to use these fungi to light their way through the woods.
Boy, there's so much information there. It's got to be true.
It's true.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Pick up a fungi.
Yeah. Hey, this way, guys.
There you go. Yeah. Wow.
When placed in water, oranges and lemons sink, but lemons... When placed in water, oranges and lemons sink, but limes will float.
I'm going to say it's not true.
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unpeeled oranges and lemons will float, so denser.
All right.
Catnip triggers temporary joy in all wild lions and domestic kitties.
I think it does.
Nope.
No.
What was the key word?
All.
Yeah, it was a bunch of Hanko. Only about one in two lions and domestic cats are sensitive to catnip. Another myth, nipped in the bud.
Nipped in the bud.
But here's the thing. Who's going to go out there and test this on all these lions?
I'm not. I'm not it.
I'm not. I'm Joanne.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. You know, they used to say.
You know what? That was the best show.
My assistant Jim will now give this lion some catnip. Sorry about that, Jim.
My assistant Jim, with one arm, is now going to. That was a great show.
It was.
It was a great show. Was that on Sunday nights? Wasn't that on Sunday
often,
nights?
Yeah, Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom, I think.
Usually
it was.
After.
Yeah. I think it was before Wonderful World.
Yeah, I think it started at 6.
Yeah, 6 or 6:30.
Yeah. But that was before, you know, back then, you only had one news.
Mm-hmm.
News was like at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Now you can catch the local news.
Oh, yeah, it's all the news, all the time.
News, and it's like, okay, you're telling me the same thing.
That's part of the issues, too, I think. You know? I think you get too much sometimes.
Yeah, without question.
You got to escape to your Mayberry worlds.
And oh, love the Mayberry
places
world.
Like that. Dodge City.
I watched Dodge City.
Marshall Dillon. Night. Yeah. What was Marshall Dillon doing last night?
He got shot last night.
Oh man, again.
You know what? And it seems to me, I've seen this episode. It seems to me he could have stepped out of the bullet this time.
You wonder.
I'm telling you what, that boy ain't right.
That's probably a trivia question. How many times was he hit over from 1955 to 75? You know, a few times. There was a stat on that. I think it was Mannix. And he was shot like 18 times in like 5 years or whatever.
Oh, really? Lucky guy.
What do you do?
What do you do? What do you do? Alice Cooper. All right. You know Alice Cooper.
Yeah. Vincent Furnier.
Known as the godfather of shock rock.
Okay.
Okay. Babysat the actor Keanu Reeves as Key as a child. Kenori Reeves.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Key, whatever. I can't.
I'm trying to think how old Keanu Reeves would be. Okay, I think I'm going to guess that's true.
It is true.
Is it true? Yeah,
Cooper, whose real name is Vincent Furnier, confirmed that he babysat the future Matrix star during the 1970s.
Really?
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So what is shock rock?
Just
is that headbanging stuff?
No, it just kind of shocked the parents. So, like, back then, like, guys wearing makeup and things like that.
That would still shock me.
Scary, you know, and things like that. The whole Alice Cooper thing, and I remember at the time, it was just like, oh, man, that's so bad. It was all an act, obviously.
So, Kiss was an act, too.
Kiss was an act.
Would that be considered shock rock?
That's more glam rock.
Like, okay.
Where they paint themselves up.
Did he have that long a tongue?
Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, sure.
That guy, I mean, that tongue.
Yeah.
That'd reach from here to Muscadet. My goodness.
Absolutely.
Traditionally, all right, the Chinese omit cheese as a part of their diet. Now, think about all the times you went out for Chinese food and stuff.
I didn't see much cheese in there. I'm going to say that's fact.
It is a fact. 90% of China's population is lactose intolerant.
Oh,
so,
okay. Did not know that.
Yeah.
So you learn something every day.
Every day. Every day. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's every day.
Well, if you learn it from Hank, I'm not sure if it's good either, but there you are.
You know what? So there is your facto or Hanko today.
Appreciate it.
You passed.
That was just a real bevy of knowledge there, man.
Yes. I didn't know what shock rock was, so I'm going to ask you.
You've learned it. Yeah,
I did.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to turn my tunes on, put some Joanne's makeup on, and I'm going to be out there shock rocking people as they come in the door today.
Oh, Alice Cooper used to do all kinds of, still does. I saw him some years ago, but, you know, the sticks his head in the guillotine and all these things, and has the big snake, and it was all part of the act, you know.
Yeah, he can have all that he wants.
Yeah.
When it comes to those slithery little things, anybody can have those. I don't want them.
Yeah, I think he had a real one, too. It wasn't a rubber snake.
Yeah, he can have them.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead, Alice. Go ahead. Go ahead. Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Be kind.
You bet, brother.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This day in history, 1935, Elvis Presley was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. 1947, another famous musician was born, David Bowie. In 1964, President Johnson, in his State of the Union address, declared an unconditional war on poverty in America. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes going out today to Sweet 16, Callie Muckler from Mom and Dad. Have a great week today through the week and enjoy your birthday. Happy birthday wishes going out to Sabrina Muller from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Sabrina. And wishes to Patty Labansky from Brother Tim. Also birthday greetings. Enjoy your special day from Deb, Chris, and Addison. Happy birthday to Taylor Kenothi from Pat and Jay and the Guardian Angel. Have a great day today. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Kathy Anderson and Dr. Louie Williams today. Happy birthday, Amanda Harris, Susan Simon, and Tyler Dobbs from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Wishes to Ella Cairns today with an abundance of love and pride for you, Ella Bella, from Dad, Mom, Alyssa, and Jenna. And to Ella Cairns from Meme and Bop, love you to infinity and beyond. Birthday greetings to Sarah Fine from Dean and Kathy. Happy birthday, Mike Williams from Mom and Dad. And Wednesday wishes from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Aaron Adamson, Catherine Jennings, and Peggy Kinney, to Cody Martin, Doug Meyer, Tori Nanke, to Jim Patch and Ryan Rux, Don Shemek, and Grant Sturdivant. And from the Richland Center Lions, happy birthday, Brandon Mott, Andrew Gilbertson, Ella Marie Cairns, and Louis Williams.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Three above, we're headed toward 21 later on today here in Southwest Wisconsin. Here's Kane Brown at WRCO. It's 741.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven, heaven could be better than this. I swear you're an angel sent to this world. What did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good. Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. come kiss me one more time.
Kane Brown on WRCO Radio. Joanne has the news coming up next. I'll check sports a little later on. We'll see if we can stump you with our Quizzy Poo question later on as well, right here on a Wednesday. The Wednesday Trivia is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. It is 3 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly cloudy and cool today, a high of 21. Tonight, a few clouds and seasonably cold, a low of 6. In Richland Center, after a low of 0, the air is calm and it's 3 above.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The search continues for a murder suspect. 47-year-old Virgil Thu has been charged by prosecutors for the shooting deaths of his girlfriend, 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba, his 12-year-old stepdaughter, and the girl's 13-year-old friend in New Lisbon. Thu was last seen January 1st on a trail cam just outside of New Lisbon. New Lisbon police say Thu should be considered armed and dangerous and ask people to call 911 if they see him. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch attended her final Board of Supervisors meeting last night. Her final day serving the county is today. Among the items confirmed at last night's meeting was to fill her position. At the county's request, County Clerk Derek Kalish was asked to serve as the interim administrator. The board approved Kalish to assume the interim position beginning tomorrow and terminating when a permanent administrator is appointed. During his service as interim county administrator, Kalish will be paid a monthly salary of $11,146. For the interim, the board also appointed an assistant administrator. County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder has been appointed to this position. During his service as interim deputy county administrator, Elder shall be paid his normal monthly salary unless otherwise mutually agreed to by the parties. The board then approved to enter into a contract with Public Administration Associates, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $22,750 for services provided in recruiting to fill the county administrator vacancy. Also approved was the creation and filling of a payroll and benefits assistance position. Richland County employs over 450 staff with 7 different payrolls, and there are currently various departmental staff that assist in preparation of time cards and payroll reporting. There is currently only one staff in administration that processes the payroll and benefits changes, billings, retirement tracking, FMLA tracking, COBRA, and etc., resulting in the need for unsustainable amounts of overtime for one individual. The payroll assistant position will be paid in the range of $53,476 to $66,435 per year, to be funded with $11,000 in overtime savings and from currently budgeted monies in the FT Corporation Council line. And finally approved last night was a petition to the Secretary of Transportation for airport improvement aid at the Tri-County Airport. At last night's Richland Center City Council meeting, the council approved the reclassification of the municipal services specialist from a limited term position to a permanent position. Upon confirming Jason Glassbrenner's appointment as Public Works Director, in addition to his role of Economic Development Director, the Personnel Committee recognized the need for increased administrative support. To address this, the committee authorized the creation of a limited-term position to assist Director Glassbrenner in fulfilling his dual responsibilities. Darcy Perkins joined the City of Richland Center on October 21st as a limited-term employee, municipal services specialist, reporting to Director Glassbrenner. Since joining the team, Perkins has made significant contributions across a wide range of projects, including collaboratively drafting a hotel RFP, seeking new grant opportunities, administering CDI and congressional grants, creating standard operating procedures, conducting equipment inventory, assisting with mowing and plowing route refinement, listing items for sale on Wisconsin Surplus, consolidating vendor accounts, assisting with creating job postings, participating in interview panels, assisting with tax collection and accounts payable. The council also made several decisions of selling old equipment and purchasing new equipment. In 2010, the Parks and Grounds Department purchased a Zamboni ice resurfacer at the price of $15,195. The equipment has not been used in recent years and has been used very seldom overall. The Zamboni has been evaluated for sale. New, the equipment retails at $15,950, and the Zamboni company advised that the equipment should bring a good price, as these machines are rarely found used. The Zamboni will be listed with Surplus, Wisconsin Surplus. Also, the sale of a 2011 Ford F-350 truck was approved. Similar sales listed on Wisconsin Surplus indicate an approximate value of $5,000. The purchase of a chipper will be split by the Public Works Department and the Electric Department of City Utilities. Two bids were received. The lesser of the two was a new Bandit CB90 from Brooks Tractor at a cost of $59,500. The existing chipper will be sold. A request by the Wisconsin DOT Bureau of Aeronautics regarding a sponsor commitment for the Richland Center Airport 2025 crack seal project in the amount of $4,000 was approved. Also approved last night was a public outreach services contract with Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and two conditional use permits. One was to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to allow a pharmacy in the building, and to the county for communication structure on Tower Hill. Some healthcare systems in Wisconsin are bringing back face mask requirements. On Monday, Aurora Healthcare began requiring that visitors wear masks when in contact with patients or in areas where people congregate. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services warns of high activity from respiratory illnesses such as COVID, flu, and RSV, and rising case numbers for norovirus. Aurora is making masks available at the entrances of all its locations. In November, UW Health began requiring masks in select high-risk areas of the hospital during the respiratory season, which runs through mid-March.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Wednesday, January 8th. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died last Wednesday. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements for David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92 of Muscadet, died December 31st at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanek, 92, of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Copus Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David J. Copus Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family of Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died last Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet in Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain. Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th, from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vicki Zimple, 70, of Boscobel.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane force winds across Southern California are fueling at least three destructive wildfires. ABC's Kana Whitworth in a mask with more from Altadena, north of Pasadena.
What authorities are saying is that this fire behavior is incredibly erratic, and so it's shooting the fire back and forth from side to side of the road. And so they're actually putting out a fire in one spot and have to go revisit it and put it out again. And this is the result of not being able to get air attack on this fire because the winds are so high.
Donald Trump Jr. visited Greenland on Tuesday as his father, President-elect Donald Trump, said he wouldn't rule out using the U.S. military to take over the territory as well as the Panama Canal for national security purposes, he says. Rescuers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region where a strong